Welcome back to the final half hour of Westchester Eye on the Radio, a weekly discussion of issues relating to the people, places, things, and... Go ahead, you're going to say
final
something.
Final half hour? What is this? Like, are we going to be guillotined at the end?
No.
Okay, just wanted to know. Go ahead.
You sure? Okay. The final half hour of Westchester Eye on the Radio, a weekly discussion of issues, people, places relating to Westchester and the surrounding area. I'm John Charan, along with my co-host Peter Moses, who felt just compelled to make that comment a few moments ago.
And I was impelled to make that comment, but okay, go ahead.
Well, it's keep it up, you'll be impaled and soon. But the reality is, we do have an in-studio guest today, Peter, and we don't always have that. And it's always nice to have somebody we can converse with and see them and enjoy their conversation.
Yeah, like Linda Ray last time, she didn't bother to come in.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
Yeah, I was kind of rude, but anyway, Jan's more than making up for her friend.
Yeah, her
Linda
name.
Ray.
Our guest is our guest is
her rude. You know,
I know. Actually, we all love everybody who's ever met Linda loves Linda. She's absolutely terrific, and she's very good at marketing herself.
Yeah,
I mean she's an example of someone on Facebook who does it. Now she doesn't put pictures of food or anything. She does put in stuff about her personal life, and she likes to put in pithy comments to get men and women to respond so then she can move that conversation along.
Well, she's very comfortable really putting herself out there and being, you know, vulnerable and genuine. And I think that's what really works for her. And I think that's really the key to good marketing and good social media marketing specifically. And you don't always have to... the tone and tenor might be different because obviously all of our personalities are different. But at the same time, you know, the key is to just really be yourself.
So we were talking at the break, we were talking about how Westchester marketing right now is, you described it as the Wild West.
Well, you know, I think the reason I said that is, you know,
everybody carries guns and wears hats
and very angry. No. That's not true. Is because it's changing so much and the industry is changing so much. And so everybody's kind of trying to figure it out. And we're all kind of trying to figure it out both for ourselves and together as an industry. And, you know, how do you make it work for your own business? How do you make it work for your clients' businesses? And, you know, in many ways, the internet has really leveled the playing field. You know, that's my little plug for net neutrality right there, by the way. You know, because it's accessible for everybody. You know, the social media is really essentially the same for, you know, mom and pop shop as it is for Coke and Pepsi.
But their goals are not necessarily
the same.
Their
goals are going to be different, but the tools are both are still accessible and really very cost effective because the entry point is basically the same for everybody. Now, obviously, what corporations are putting into it is going to be massively different than what a small shop will be putting into it by necessity because, as you say, their goals are going to be different.
But the look can be the same clean look.
The look can be the same clean look. The tools are going to be there. You know, it's really just a matter of how much time you're going to invest. You know, whether you're going to do it on your own, whether you have somebody on staff that you're going to empower. And really, ideally, you'd have a team. And it doesn't mean that you have necessarily a dedicated marketing team, but really all of your employees, as they say, is your marketing team. Everybody who works for you represents your brand. So, you know, that by that same thought, you know, when they're out on social media and when they're out interacting with the public, they're representing your brand, and you can leverage that to your advantage.
You mentioned the challenge of trying to spot growing trends or developing trends. Peter knows that for a long while I worked in the automobile industry. Well, trends...
You still do.
Yes, I do, but not as much as once upon a time. But the reality is that the auto industry is still led by what goes on the West Coast. That's where you get to see a lot of the developments that basically go nationwide after a year or two. Is there a specific area where if somebody wants to try and follow internet trends where they should look, or is this just having to keep a pulse and looking at different spots on a constant basis?
I think it's probably more industry specific than it is geographically specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your business is very visual, you know, we have clients that we work with that are interior designers. You know, it's very visual. So they might be on house.com, Pinterest, Instagram, and using those very visual media frequently. You know, somebody who is more information oriented might do better on Twitter, to some extent Facebook, LinkedIn, we were talking about before, in terms of, you know, sharing information and it being more of a business focus, more of a B2B focus.
Right. You'd never go on LinkedIn and find pictures of what people ate for lunch, John. You probably would.
That's
well,
true.
Never say never, but yeah, probably.
unless you were in a food group.
Yeah.
Now, the other interesting thing is, I think that a trend we've seen develop in the last decade has been a decline in words and an increase in visuals. And how do you see that developing, and how does it apply here in Westchester?
You know, it's interesting because, again, it goes to the technology. Everybody's walking around with a camera and a video recording device in their pockets. So, you know,
not John, but everybody else.
Everybody except John, right?
Yes.
So that makes it very easy to share ideally relevant information. But, you know, think about, you know, a small shop owner who, you know, might have regular customers that come into their shop all the time. You know, they can take pictures with them and say, hey, you know, here's our regular customer, John. He comes in all the time. Thanks for stopping by. Give a little shout out. You know, it's like a little pat on the back for somebody who, you know, who comes in regularly. If you have a really visual business, like we were talking about before, you can take pictures of sort of before and after and share those stories. And we are very visual by nature. So being able to share images and moving images is a really compelling way to share our story.
It is. I do notice, though, that as John was saying, actually, it's funny that you brought that up, because I was thinking about that particular question, because I was looking at some websites today where you would have, I was at a restaurant website, and this entire screen is taken up by a piece of toast. And then you got to scroll down, and everything was big and blown up, and there were maybe 20 words on the homepage and the first link.
Yeah.
Whereas it used to be, you'd have a little picture,
right,
and you'd have several hundred words. But today, that doesn't work, because people's interest level is immediate or non-existent.
Well, I'd be interested to see in some of the analytics behind that website, though, too, because I think in a lot of ways, you know, I've seen a trend towards big visuals that's not necessarily sharing relevant information.
Exactly.
For your readers.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you can go too far the other way where, you know, a year ago, 5 years ago, it was all copy, because it was very difficult to share the visual assets in a way, you know, especially as smartphones started rolling out. You know, that was easy for your customers and your readers to get to them. And I think we've kind of, in many respects, gone too far the other way, where it's all the visual.
I think we definitely have gone too far the other way, but that doesn't mean that it's going to change anytime soon.
No, but I think if you look at it in terms of marketing, instead of, it depends on who you're working with. You know, Peter, you were asking earlier about, you know, how we do what we do for those of us who actually develop websites.
We're going to have to get to that. Let's not forget where we're at right now, because we have to go to break again. We're talking to Jan Merchandani of the Westchester
Marketing Cafe.
Marketing Cafe. I don't know. I know the name of it, and I don't know. I had a little
brain fart.
I was going to say blip, but okay. You want to get gross, go ahead. This is Westchester Eye on the radio on WVOX, WVOX.com, and we'll get back to Embarrass Me right after these words.